Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The passing of Dolly Parton is what everybody is talking about this morning. Dolly Parton, the performer, the friendly person, like nice when she didn't have to be nice type of thing.
Yeah.
So what you hear from is people that have talked to her over the years, interacted, said, sure, in front of the camera, super nice, but also behind the scenes, as nice or nicer than she was on camera.
That's awesome.
So, and that's a rare thing in the entertainment business. Also really good at business. When she got her first movie opportunity, she turned it into gold. She's telling the story with Jane Fonda. Jane produced the movie 9 to 5, Dolly Parton, in the movie and had the song 9 to 5, Dolly. Clacky, you hear there, she talks about, those are her nails clicky-clacking in the song 9 to 5. When she was on the set of the movie, she wrote the song and she said I didn't have a musical instrument anywhere. And she played a bunch, but she just came up with the rhythm doing the clicky-clack of the nails. And that's what you hear in the song, which is, I don't know, just kind of pretty cool. 6:23 is the time. Check on the roads right now with Trevor Hauer in Traffic Command. I think she was born into a family, the fourth of 12 children.
Wow.
That's a big family.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Fourth of 12 children. A poor Tennessee farming family. And she says they didn't know they were poor until some smart aleck told them. And she went on to sell more than 100 million records worldwide. She built the Dollywood empire. A major philanthropist. She was also involved in the vaccine game. Remember when the vaccine game was a thing?
Yeah.
She had a fender bender with someone.
Oh.
The person she had the fender bender with ended up being a research person working on a vaccine for something called COVID. She put $1 million into it. From this little friendly fender bender. So, philanthropist. In addition to that, her imagination library had given hundreds of millions of books to children around the world. When it came to disasters in their hometown with fires and floods, Dolly to the rescue. So, we'll share some of the great things Dolly has done over the years, but it really comes down to the music and the personality and the smile, like always.
Last time I saw her, she was performing Thanksgiving Day for a football game.
Yeah.
It was about 4 years ago.
This Dallas Cowboys just dressed up like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Yeah. And was she 78 or 79 at the time?
Probably 78.
Something like that.
It wasn't last year, so probably 78.
So there it is. Dolly Parton passing away at the age of 80 years old. Bills getting set for a final preseason game on Thursday night. So Josh may call some of the plays, even though he's not. I don't think we're going to see him play. Like
no,
we're not,
no. Okay. He said Joe Barry says no.
Okay, so no Josh, but maybe calling some of the plays and getting into the action.
Is that rhetorical? Who do you think you are? I am. I'd like to think that I'm a pretty balanced play caller, but I feel like as a quarterback, you kind of know the plays that are the plays that you want to get to. I feel like those would come off the call sheet very early. So, explosive play caller.
What kind of play caller are you? Josh Allen talking about Brady's new job as head coach as well.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty instant. Once he stepped into the role, he became that. You know, he really, truly embodied being the head coach and getting to know guys on the defensive side of the ball, the special teams, guys in the front office, like, you have to wear a lot of hats as a head coach, and I think he's been doing a great job of handling everything. And at the same time, he's kept being the coach and football the number one priority in this building and getting guys to play at their best. So it's been fun to be around. It's been fun to watch. And I'm just excited to be a part of this team.
Looking forward to tomorrow's game at the stadium. It is preseason Steelers in town. Weather for tomorrow, we are going to start the day off wet. It should dry up by game time.
Oh, good.
Might be a little breezy, but as far as showers, they'll probably continue into, they may continue into tailgating, depending on what
time won't
you
stop
start.
People.
No, it's not going to stop people, but I think because you're going to the game and there was a lot of chatter.
Yeah.
Last time there was rain for the scrimmage, a lot of people had a lot to say about it. So we, I think, are done with the rain by the time kickoff happens, and that is tomorrow night. The new Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. Time right now, 6:27. Weather for today, going to see a high of around 80 degrees. Partly sunny skies, and we got some sunrise this morning. Have you noticed the sun is coming up a little bit later every day?
Yes, yeah. I know.
It's dark when we come in now.
It's setting a little earlier.
It's setting a little earlier, yeah. We're moving in that direction. 60 degrees in Buffalo right now.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.